Midterm election season is upon us. Campaigns are underway on both the state and federal level. Here in Washington, the state Senate race is supposed to be particularly close, and Democrats could gain control of the state Senate if they win at least two seats in four competitive districts. Republicans have been the de facto leaders ever since they formed a majority coalition with Democrats Rodney Thom and Tim Sheldon. What will happen? I talked to the former chairman of the Washington Republican Party, Chris Vance, about the races.
The first is the 45th district, which is Redmond-Woodinville. That's a Democrat district. Well, the district is leaning Democratic. It used to be solidly Republican over in the east side suburbs. 4 years ago, Andy Hill narrowly won that district for the Republicans in a very good Republican year. Now he has a challenger named Matt Eisenhower, who is, you know, trying hard. So that race will be competitive just because the district is narrowly divided. Then you have the 30th district, which is Federal Way, the district that leans even a bit more Democratic, but some strange things have happened there. The longtime Democrat incumbent, Tracy Eide, retired. A former Democratic House member who was elected in Federal Way over and over again, named Mark Melosha, is running as a Republican. And the Democrats couldn't find any Federal Way politicians to file, so they brought Sherry Song over from Bellevue, who I guess grew up in Federal Way, or at least used to live in Federal Way. But last year, she ran for the King County Council, and now she's running for the state Senate. So the district leans Democratic, but the Republicans clearly have the better candidate in Melosha.
Also, people will charge she's carpetbagging.
Exactly. The obvious thing she has to overcome is, you know, you ran for another office on the other side of King County just last year. Now you're moving back to Federal Way. And then you have the 42nd district, which has to be a big disappointment for Republicans. At the last second, the Democrats recruited a credible candidate in Seth Fleetwood, former Whatcom County Council member, former Bellingham City Council member, and he is now running against Doug Erickson. The district leans Republican, and you got to make Erickson the favorite right now, but the Republicans were probably hoping that Erickson would cruise to re-election. Now he has a serious opponent. And finally, perhaps the most competitive of all is the 28th legislative district, which is Lakewood and University Place. The district is dead on 50-50, evenly split between two parties. The Republican Senator Mike Carroll passed away. They appointed Steve Oban, a House member, to the Senate. He's now running against the other House member, Tammy Green. This one is just flip a coin. It's going to be a war. Who knows who's going to win that race?
If we see a democratically controlled Senate, would we see different issues being pushed?
Definitely. You know, if you control the majority, you control the agenda. Now, one thing, though, for the Democrats is even if they get the majority, and even if they oust Tim Sheldon, who is a very conservative Democrat in the Shelton area from the 35th District, there's still two other very conservative Democrats, Brian Hatfield from the Pacific Coast area and Steve Hobbs from Bothell, who are very conservative Democrats who probably just would not rush to vote for a big tax increase, for instance. So even if the Democrats took nominal control of the Senate, it's going to be pretty hard for traditional Seattle liberal policies to prevail in the Senate. But heck, I mean, if they have the majority, that certainly helps a lot in relation to where they are now.
Chris Vance is the former chair of the state Republican Party. He's a public affairs consultant, writer for Crosscut. What about the House? You see the House changing?
No. In fact, I'm certain the House isn't going to change. There are 51 seats that the Democratic candidates have no opposition or very little opposition, and that's a majority in the House. There's nine races that look very competitive, but only four of those are democratically held seats. So the Republicans have not put enough Democrat seats in play to have a chance to take back the majority in the House.
So, Chris Vance, what is Jay Inslee going to be facing next January?
Jay Inslee is going to be facing a House that looks virtually the same as it does today, a Senate that is either going to be controlled by Republicans or controlled de facto by conservative Democrats and Republicans. The Democrats, of course, are rooting very hard to get control of the Senate, but that won't solve all of their problems because the main issue right now is do you or do you not raise taxes for the education issue, McCleary? Do you or do you not raise taxes for transportation? And just that doesn't appear you're going to have 25 votes in the Senate for any big tax increases.
And at the federal level, real quick, what races should we be paying attention to in the House of Representatives?
There are two that are interesting. In Central Washington, you have a Doc Hastings retired. There's a whole bunch of Republicans running. The issue is which type of Republican ends up winning that seat. Clint Didier is a hardcore Sarah Palin Tea Party candidate. If he wins, that would be certainly interesting. The choice from the agricultural community and most of the business community is former Representative Dan Newhouse, former Ag Secretary in Washington State. So it'll be interesting to see whether you elect a more mainstream Republican or a Tea Party guy. But the big race is the first congressional district, which is Redmond all the way up to Canada. The first was drawn to be a very competitive district. Susan DelBene won it 2 years ago. The Republican candidate is Pedro Solis, who is a naturalized American citizen, a engineer from Microsoft, very smart guy. He's been a leader of the Hispanic Republican community for as long as I can remember. He's running a good campaign. You got to make DelBene the favorite. It's hard to beat an incumbent member of Congress, but Pedro Solis is a serious candidate.
Chris Vance is public affairs consultant and a writer for Crosscut. Thanks, Chris.
You bet.
I'm Steve Scherr. You're listening to The Record.